Oasis Audio presents A Lady of Secret Devotion by Tracy Peterson, read for you by Amy Lilly. A Lady of Secret Devotion by Tracy Peterson, published by Bethany House. Chapter 1, April 1857. Cassandra Stover couldn't put the screams in sight of blood from her mind. Her second day of work at the textile factory had proved to be her last, but the image of the child whose hand had been torn off by the iron teeth of a machine gear continued to haunt her. "Still, I need a job," she said, as she left the steps of Christ Church, where she'd spent the last hour praying for guidance. Her mother and little sister, Alita, were depending on her. "The only problem is," she whispered to herself, "I'm not qualified for much of anything. My sewing is atrocious and my cooking only fair." She sighed and looked across the grassy park. The budding trees revealed new life, and the world seemed fresh and renewed. Cassie strolled for some time, then sat on a park bench. If her father were here, she thought, he would surely know what to suggest. Of course, if her father were here, there would be no such dilemma. Her mother's laundry service had provided well enough since his death, now nearly 10 years past. Everything good came with effort, her mother often said, but Cassie worried that such effort was aging her mother before her time. "Oh, my!" Cassie turned to find an elderly woman leaning heavily against the back of the bench. Stylishly dressed in a dark rose walking-out suit, the woman looked familiar. Cassie immediately got to her feet and offered to help her sit. "Goodness, I believe I've walked too far today." The woman pulled a fan from her reticule. "Here, allow me." Cassie opened the fan and let the air work to revive the woman before adding, "Aren't you Mrs. Jameson? We attend Christ Church, and I'm certain we've met before." "Oh, yes, you're Cassandra."